What I want to talk about, just this word that's just in a lot of different places in the New Testament, read it, and then bring it all together. The word is about standing, right? Standing is just so important. I'm going to just read some scripture to you. All these, there are more, but these are the ones that the Lord kind of shared with me today. Therefore, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to that. Through whom we also have obtained an introduction by faith into this grace now in which we stand. We stand in where God has planted us, grace, we know that, everything that Jesus is and has for us. Now I make known to you, brethren, this is in 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, and now which you also stand. It's 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And that word doesn't really mean, hey, get up, let's be a man. You know, it's like you're standing in faith, in the faith. And we hear that a lot about his faith. We're standing in the gospel, everything that Jesus won to us on the cross. That's where we're standing, right? Then Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm. Don't be subject again to a yoke of slavery. We know that was about, if you begin with the Holy Spirit, it says in Galatians, if you've begun with the Holy Spirit, why now you're trying to be perfected by the law? So keep standing in your freedom that Christ won for you. Just keep, again, to stand. This was in Ephesians 6, the whole thing about the armor of God. Put on the full armor of God that you will be able to stand, that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, right? Three different times. Sometimes some days are evil days, and sometimes the Lord's saying, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm into who you are. And so Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so whether I come to see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, in this way, stand firm in the Lord. All right. This is 1 Thessalonians 3:8. For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. 14 and 15. It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm, hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or letter from us. So as you see, there's a bunch of them, right? Now we're going to pull it together in the threes. Very familiar verse in James chapter 1. We hear this a lot here. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing or the genuineness of your faith produces endurance or perseverance. Now, that word stand also is one of the same words they use. It really means to persevere. They're saying just to stand, to stand, to stand. The meaning is to persevere, right? Stand in the midst. Stand in the trial, right? Stand. Because the testing of your faith will produce endurance or perseverance, the same word. And let endurance, let perseverance, because of standing, have its perfect result, so that you may be mature or perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Again, I'll read that verse 4 again. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect or mature and complete, lacking in nothing. Right? So the Lord works, number 3, perfection in our lives by our standing. Right? It's in the standing that where he gets this thing deep in us, right? Because what you experience in the standing, you can't experience God as your strength and as your life and as everything else if you're not standing, right? If you get knocked down or blown away, like he was reading about Jesus being in the boat with him, you know, Jesus is in the boat with us, right? We're going to get to the other side. And so, even though I kind of wasn't happy about it at the moment, when he was just speaking all this stuff to me, I got happy about it, you know. I was like, Lord, what you're doing in me is worth saying yes, you know. Because you're working even deeper within me, teaching me to stand, you know. Have I always stood? No, right? Do I want to stand? Yes. And that's how it's just worked into it. That's how the life of Christ has worked into us, y'all. You know? No shortcuts, right? In the midst of this. God is faithful in the midst of this. What I'm going through, do we pray? We continue to pray every day. I pray every single day for healing, you know? I believe that that's God's will. We'll go after it every day, several times a day we pray, right? We'll continue to do that. But in the midst, while all that's happening, what's happening, I'm not realizing, is that I'm standing in this cement, right? And this cement is hardening. And it's hardening. Every time you stand, when you have to stand, it hardens even more. It hardens even more, right? So, ways of God are a mystery. I was thinking about that today, just when I was praying up there, just the upside-down kingdom. Jesus said, if you want to save your life, lose it. Any man that loses his life for my sake will save it. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it will remain alone. But if it dies, it'll bear much fruit. Right? So standing, perseverance is all that. It's just Jesus working the cross in us. If any man wishes to come after me, let him take up his cross daily. Right? But the cross always equals to, which is encouraging, resurrection. There can't be resurrection without death. Right? And there are just some things he's putting to death in me. And I want to encourage you with that too. There are some things he's putting to death in you. And will continue to put to death in you. 2 Corinthians 4 says, we are always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our flesh, in our humanity, in our bodies. Always caring about the dying of Jesus. Right. So be encouraged. He's working that you may be mature, perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. Amen. We don't want to lack. No lacking. Slacking brings lacking, right? Can't slack.